Gregory bravely sacrificed himself to become the ship's rudder.
I think that's false.
Oh, Master Splinter's super toads mad.
But yes! Yeah. Yeah!
Two broomsticks at the same time.
Expecto Patronum! You'll never amount to anything!
Completely false.
If it was Andy's Girthy Candy, there's no way they'd ever change that name.
So, wait, is it goblins? Did I get it wrong?
Oh, this one is true!
I am chocolate.
And the theme of today's podcast is...
Wait, are we still in the intro?
Hello and welcome back, listeners, to the Allegedly Podcast, where me and my co-host get a mystery topic coupled with some mystery facts, and it's our job to figure out which facts are real and which facts are fake. My name is Alex, and with, as always, is... Joe.
Swip, 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 swip.
Oh, is that Spider-Man?
No, dude. That's about to be my new favorite movie, Madam Web.
Oh, people are... People are talking and talking about how not good Madam Web is.
I've never seen people lie more through their teeth on a promotional ad than I just watched it. Dakota Johnson was like, "It's the most original Marvel movie ever made." I was like, "Oh my god, they did not pay you enough to say that line."
So I know next to nothing about it. I don't see any promotionals. Like, I've heard, but I didn't even know this was on the docket. Like, it kind of just came out. It was like, surprise.
This came out, like, year... I want to say, like, it was before the pandemic, when Sony was just like, oh, we got to keep our Spider-Man royalties, right? And so they just put... This is where Kraven the Hunter came out. And they're like, and Madam Web and Sinister Six, and they just started throwing titles out there.
So Sony just hasn't, they're just using the fucking shit that they own.
Yeah. Like, wow. Whatever Spider-Man character they own, they're just making a movie about it.
Holy guacamole. That's not good.
Oh, it doesn't, and it does not look good. Like, oh, I'm sensing the topics coming up.
Weird, because the topic of today's podcast is 1996.
Oh, okay. Sure. Year of the Spider.
But we did, the writer did include a picture of the Pokemon original Game Boy game.
Is that when that came out?
Yeah, 1996.
Whoa.
Yep, I know it well. I did not get red, though. I got blue. So, the writer fucked up, and it's okay.
Wow,
that's just strike number two.
Yellow came out later, right?
Yeah, so the way it worked is the first two games, well, I mean, they're different in Japan, right? Different in Japanese releases, but in the United States, right? Red, blue, you know, typical. It's got Blastoise on the blue, Charizard on the red. Then, and then I think another two games came out, right? I think it was Gold and Silver. Can't remember.
Right.
But then and then they came out with a standalone yellow. So yellow, you take on more of the Ash persona due to the popularity of the Ash character. Because in red and blue, you're supposed to be red and blue. Like, those are your characters. Like, red is like the original badass trainer, right? And then blue is kind of like his rival. Oh, shit. Well, we got 1996 on the brain now. We're back at it. You got your, what was going on in 1996? Eminem was around that time. No, he didn't come in until what? Maybe
like a little late. I think like 98, 99.
Yeah, shoot. So, fuck, I don't know. That's a time frame in my life that I kind of don't remember. Legend of Zelda, I think, was Ocarina of Time.
The N64 was big deals.
Mm-hmm. Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Game Boy Color just came out. Shit.
Yeah. Like, this is when Nintendo just ruled the world.
Yeah. This is fucking A, dude. Well, we got it on the brain. Channel it. Channel your inner fucking third grader, Joe. No, wait. That would have been first grade. Fuck. Channel your first grader.
Smell you later.
Little first grade Joe.
grade, I might have had a Power Rangers backpack.
Oh, you were cool. You were way cooler than me. I just had, like, a green one or some shit.
I remember, oh. Yeah, because, like, the Power Rangers movie is, like, around this time.
Oh, dude. Well, yeah, they played fucking Van Halen at the end, so it had to be close to that. Played Jump, dude. Some
Sam. Right, I always thought it was weird. Weird choice for Hot for Teacher.
Nice, dude. Yeah, dude, it's like the ending. They're watching fireworks. It's like, got a bed, got a bed.
I don't feel, Daddy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, shit. All right, dude. Let's do this. We got it channeled. All right. Fact number one. All of the following occurred in 1996. Right? Benjamin Netanyahu was elected prime minister of Israel. Hamas claimed responsibility for suicide bombings in Israel, disrupting Israeli-Palestine peace talks. Chechnya was 2 years into war with Russia after being invaded. Ukraine signed their first constitution into law. Taiwan elects a president in their first ever democratic election. Islamic militant organization known as the Taliban seizes control of Kabul, Afghanistan. A Boeing 747 explodes off the coast of New York due to a design flaw in the fuel tank. And Carl Weathers plays Chubbs in Happy Gilmore.
Holy fucking shit. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get this out of the way first. Yeah, fucking RIP Carl Weathers.
Wait, Carl Weathers died?
You didn't know?
When did this happen?
He died like 2 days ago, like a day ago.
Oh, shit.
What?
I didn't know.
Oh, fuck.
No. He was my favorite part of The Mandalorian.
I know.
Mando.
He fucking directed some of The Mandalorian.
I know.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. I thought for sure you would have heard.
I thought I would have.
Dude, I've been watching like fucking Rocky montages that people made of Carl Weathers. Like, I'm pretty, because like Bree and I love the Rocky movies, right? We had that scene going on, like in Rocky 3, or no, Rocky 4, after Apollo dies. It's like, there's no easy way out, as we drive our Lamborghini around.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play that music here where he played in Happy Gilmore. It's like, it's only just begun.
Man, devastado.
I know, dude. I'm so sorry. He was like 76. He was pretty old. He died of old age. He had a full life, man.
I'm gonna have to watch some Action Jackson.
Dude, Action Jackson 2. So, okay, so from a true or false perspective, all of these had to have either happened or not happened.
Right. It's mostly depressing, so I'm going to go with yeah, probably.
Carl Weathers is not depressing, though. He played the shit out of Chubbs. Was that 96, though? I thought that was earlier.
I think it's 96.
Well, if that's right, then the rest have to be right. Is that the linchpin?
Sure. I'm going to go with sure.
You're the movie guy!
Well, yeah, I'm like, I know it was around there.
I mean, I knew Adam Sandler was funnier in the 90s, so I knew it came out in the 90s.
Yeah. It's one of two movies where it's like, hey, so you an Adam Sandler fan? Well, I like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Or like, I like Billy Madison.
I'm a huge Adam Sandler. Huge.
Huge.
I watch Happy Gilmore like once a year.
Yeah. I saw Big Daddy once.
Yeah. Well, because the early 90s was Jim Carrey. Like, he controlled like the early 90s from a comedic standpoint. I think the late 90s Adam Sandler kind of started, because SNL, when he was in it, right, Adam Sandler was in it early 90s, and then started making his breakout in late 90s, I believe. So all right, let's go true. Fuck it.
Yeah,
what do we got to lose except for the fucking memory of Carl Weathers,
right?
God, we've only just begun.
Look, got my hand back.
Yeah, so fucking. Dude, I almost cried when I saw that. So whatever. I have to laugh about it now to fucking laugh back the tears, you know.
Way to go! You killed a legend, killer.
Oh shit! All right, here we go. We're gonna go true that all the following occurred in 1996. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is true! Yay! We did it.
Mac, you son of a bitch.
You gotta get the,
oh, gotta get the fucking hand, sound of it. The handshake heard around the world,
dude. It really was to this day too.
Yeah. Fucking classic.
So it says, oh, did you think 1996 was going to be all Pokemon and Nintendo? Yeah, we did.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't think Israel was going to fucking invade this podcast.
I know. So it said, well, the racist said, well, I sure the fuck did. And with the Friends theme song going in my head, I set out researching a fun year I can distinctly remember. Shit quickly deteriorated when I had to check out these weren't headlines from yesterday as fragile young democracies fall around the globe. So I figured let's just get the awfulness out of the way up top so we can move onto Scream and Ozfest and shit. Other depressing things from year 1996, Tupac was murdered. God damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember. Yeah. That is 96. Yeah.
Oh, no. She put this. Why would you put this in, Ryder? That's fucked up. Blockbuster was thriving and expanding into international markets. That's fucked up.
Oh, man, if only they had Madam Web on their side.
No. Don't you tarnish it. Little known fact, I love Blockbuster. Love it.
Oh, I genuinely do miss video stores.
Oh, yeah, I worked there for years. Loved it. It was the best job I ever had.
It was a place I always wanted to work, and I just never did. Oh, which is weird, because I'm a real movie guy.
You should have moved here. I'd have fucking helped you get a job.
Fuck, dude, I should have.
Yeah, dude, we could have ran that shit, you know?
We could be operating the last one in Arizona.
No, for real. It says Denzel Washington was named People's Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. That tracks. 96, Denzel? God damn.
Ooh.
So why is that depressing? Because it took until 1996 for a black man to first receive that title. So he's the first.
Well, I mean, if you're going to with a first, Denzel's a pretty good one.
He is, but like Nick Nolte got it before fucking Denzel.
Dude, also, Eddie Murphy didn't get it?
Yeah, God dude, damn. There's a ton. Will Smith was in his heyday in the 90s, too.
Yeah, I think he gets it a couple years later, though.
Yeah, he has to. Well, listen, though. So Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Johnny Depp were all recycled as Sexiest Man Alive before they put another non-white man on the cover. So they said, hey, wow. Brad Pitt's hot, George Clooney, Johnny Depp's hot. The Rock, 2016, Idris Elba in 2018, and 2017 saw racist homophobe Blake Shelton. Totally undeserving of a Dwayne Johnson, Idris Elba sexy sandwich. Yeah, Idris Elba in 2018. Yeah, dude, that fucking... Isn't he Jamaican?
No, he's Guana?
It's something like that, because his accent is pretty thick, and all I remember is he fucking... Like, when they interview him, his personality on, like, screen is really serious, and he pulls that attitude off. In real life, he's, like, wearing, like, fucking cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Flip-flops.
He's got a real different energy.
He does. It's
but
great.
But, yeah, no, I think he was born in, like, London, but I think it's his... I know his parents are from Africa.
Yeah, I think he's... Yeah, because he has a thick accent, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Because I've only ever heard his American accent, right?
He's got a really good American accent.
Yeah, so... Well, we got it right, dude. We got it right. Let's get that depressing shit out of the way. Good for us. Thank you. And you're welcome.
Yeah, that was a real carpet bombing.
Yeah, fuck. But the writer says that now it's fun shit. Wait, when did... I mean, we give a shout-out to Tupac. When did Biggie die? It wasn't that much later, was it? Yeah. So let's. Well, I mean, we'll give a shout out.
I think it was, or was it the next year in '97? It was really close.
Was it the
afterwards?
End? Well, they were really close, like months apart.
Yeah,
because it was retaliatory. So like, so was no. Wait, did Biggie die? Biggie died
second. First.
Did he?
Because then it's rumored.
No,
that
it's P.
Diddy.
Tupac. Tupac died.
No,
first.
It's rumored that P. Diddy put the hit out on Tupac.
Are you fucking kidding me? P. Diddy put the hit out.
That's what the rumor is. Allegedly. Please don't come after me, dids.
Okay. I'm just going to say it. P. Diddy is not worth a Tupac. I'll say it. I don't think P. Diddy is even worth a Biggie Smalls. Like,
Nobody would say that. It's not, oh, Bad Boys for Life. Yeah, no one's rocking. P. Diddy, the Martin Lawrence of rap.
But I like Martin Lawrence.
Okay, so, oh, yep, so it was. So Tupac was the end of 96, and then Biggie was 97, March 97.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they were really close. Yeah, because I think it was Tupac. And the reason why is because there's a lot of speculation on who killed Tupac, right?
Right.
Like, what kicked that off? And I think Biggie was the suspect, and then that was retaliatory. But even the retaliation, it's like, some people speculate that that wasn't even a true retaliation, so. I don't know. Ooh.
I don't know. I mean, we know Suge Knight has no problem running people over with cars, so could have been him.
Yes, well, whoa. Depressing year. Depressing fucking year, for sure.
The older I get, the more I think every year is kind of depressing. And
yeah, it brings its own energy of
depression. We just ignore it in real time.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, now we got some more fun. The writer says there's fun, so are you ready for fun facts?
I couldn't be more ready.
Let's do this. All right, fact number two. Which one of the following video games came out in 1996? Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Tekken, Super Mario Kart, GoldenEye, 007, Resident Evil, and Baldur's Gate. All of the above.
I think it's all of them.
All of them, every single one.
Yeah, I got nothing to go against any of it.
All right, let's do it. We're gonna say all of them for fact number two. 3, 2, 1, bam! Fuck, I was wrong. I really tried to shoot a shot and be cool.
Yeah, you did.
I really tried, Joe. No, it was Resident Evil, 1996. Yes, because I knew Ocarina of Time was kind of floating around that area. Tekken, Super Mario Kart. Really? 92? Fuck. That was like a Super Nintendo game. I guess the Super really gives it away. So
I was really riding on you. I'm like, man, like, I did not pay attention to release dates of video games in my childhood.
See, did you play? So what? Yeah, see, I don't think I was a big video game kid, but you played baseball.
Well, yeah, like, I didn't, you know, like, but, like, the first console that was, like, my sister had an NES.
Yep.
You know, but she was, like, 9 years older than me. And so, and then I was aware of Super Nintendo and Sega.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the N64 was my first console. Like, yeah. That one was mine, so that was huge. And I think I got mine in, like, 98.
Yeah, I think that was around the same year I got mine, too. Because my first console was the NES. Right, that was something I think my parents bought me, so I played it.
Right,
and then we didn't get a. I can't remember how I got my Super Nintendo. I think it was a hand me down from my uncles. So my uncles were like 10 or 12 years older than I was.
Right,
so they were right in that high school video game age. So they got a Super Nintendo. I got the hand me down, and all their games.
Right.
And then I got the N64 hand me. No, I didn't get the N64 hand me down. I remember this, actually. Oh, my God. I carry a lot of guilt because the way I obtained my N64 is basically through...
Oh, boy.
Through
Did you steal it out of someone's desk at school?
Yep, those fucking idiots. I was at a Boy Scouts outing, like a camp, and my mom got really sick, right? And then she fucking, in order for me not to feel bad about leaving... We left early, but she bribed me with an N64. And, like, I had a lot of guilt for a number of years because I was like, I couldn't have just, like, been like, my mom's sick. I gotta go. It's okay.
Like, no, I gotta stay at this Boy Scout thing.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, man. Hey, Adam was there, I'm pretty sure. So we had Boy Scouts together. Well, it was Cub Scouts. It wasn't Boy Scouts.
Right, which makes this story even worse. Like,
I was a little.
You were like, "No, mom, I gotta stay here for Cub Scout."
I got an N64 out of it. Fuck it, whatever. You do what you gotta do. You know,
right? So, I think what we've proven is that children are just fucking sociopaths.
So Resident Evil came out in 1996. So after I botched that question to high heaven, 1996 was the year of N64 was released. And overall, an epic year for video games. Releases include franchises first, like Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow. Yep, that makes sense. Tomb Raider, Quake, Resident Evil, the first game ever to be labeled a horror survival genre. Yeah. The year also saw some epic sequels, such as Twisted Metal 2, Super Mario 64, Donkey Kong Country 2, Duke Nukem, and Mario Kart 64.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah, dude, Duke Nukem. He's here to kick ass and chew bubble.
The fucking coolest soundtrack.
It was.
It's like the only video game that I remember the music more than anything.
I think you could see nipples in Duke Nukem too, right?
I think
like,
so.
Yeah, there was like a hidden room where you go and there's like a stripper and shit. It's really fucking... I think that might have been PC though, I can't remember. In Japan and Europe even got a Dragon Ball Z fighting game in 96, Hyper Dimension. Nice. Click here below if you want to take a side trip down video game memory lane in case I missed one. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's see here. Yeah, 96. Holy shnikes, bruh. Tomb Raider, Crash Bandicoot, wow. Twisted Metal, Mortal Kombat Trilogy. Holy shit.
Yeah, boy.
Madden comes out every year, so no surprise right there. Kirby Superstar. That was a big one.
Oh, fuck Kirby.
Yeah, because if it's 96, if that's... Mario Kart. I think the biggest game this year had to have been Pokemon. I mean, that... Oh, no, and then Super Mario 64. Those games fucking controlled the world.
Well, yeah, Super Mario 64. Like, we don't have modern gaming without Mario 64.
Yeah, because then they also have Metal Slug. I don't know if anybody remembers Metal Slug.
What? Nah, dog.
You don't remember
Metal Slug?
Metal
with a
Slug?
Sick flying V guitar?
Dude, no. It was like... Dude, you'd remember it. If I show you Metal Slug, you'll remember Metal Slug. I guarantee it. It's like it was like a staple in every either laundromat, fucking Papa John's. Like it was a standing arcade cabinet. Neo Geo put it out. You would remember it, I think. It's
was it is it like a shooter. Is it like a cat like a caterpillar game?
No, it's a side scrolling shooter.
Oh.
Slug is supposed to be like bullet.
Okay. I was like, I do not remember a fucking slug. I was like, is this the slowest game ever?
That'd be so fucking funny if it was like slugs, like.
Oh god, salt!
Oh god, avoid it! It's like a really gruesome death. Shit. All right, well, we got it wrong. I'm sorry, dude. I let you down. I think this is the first question I've ever gotten wrong on this podcast.
Yes. Never happened before.
Never happened before.
Hey, Joe here from Allegedly. Real quick, I want to tell you about this week's sponsor, Newsly. Newsly is an audio app for your iOS or Android that picks up the most trending articles from the topics that are most important to you, and here's the trick, reads them to you in a natural human voice. From the Batman to Bitcoin, Kiev to the Kardashians, follow any topic your heart desires. And while you're there, go ahead and check out their featured podcasts from over 50 countries, like, say, I don't know, Allegedly. I've been using it for over a week now, and I'm loving the convenience of having my news and podcasts all in one place. So come and join me by clicking the link in the description and downloading Newsly for free. As an added bonus, go ahead and use the promo code Allegedly and receive 1 month of their premium subscription for free. Stop scrolling and start listening. Okay, back to the show.
Shit. All right, dude, you ready for fact number three?
Let's do it.
Fact number three. Which of the following bands... Ooh, this is you. So the first question is me, and I completely fucked it up. Don't fuck it up. Don't rush this like I rushed it.
I'm going to say not all of them.
Okay, good. That's good call.
I'm going to start there.
Okay, that's a good call, because I fucked mine up, Joe. I made myself look so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Which of the following bands was in the first main stage Ozfest lineup in 1996?
Oh, okay.
Is it A, Black Sabbath, B, Pantera, C, Tool, D, System of a Down, E, Korn, or F, Danzig?
Okay, it's not Korn or
Soad?
Yeah, System of a Down. System of a Down's years from having their first hit.
Was Tool around then?
Yeah, but I don't think they weren't on Ozfest, I don't think. I think they were on Lollapalooza.
Well, I think Ozfest was like, at that time, that was the big dog, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, and the, like, I think like 96 is the first. I think it's Pantera.
You think it's Pantera, huh?
Yeah.
Was it Dimebag?
It wasn't Danzig. Even though I love me my Danzig, it wasn't Danzig.
When did
and I don't think Black Sabbath had gotten back together yet. I think they were still rolling with Ronnie James Dio.
When did the singer die in Pantera?
The singer's still alive. It's the guitarist that died.
Oh, really?
Well, and the drummer's dead now, too. But
when did the guitarist die?
2001? Really? 2002?
5 years after their big show.
No, it's a little bit later, because I was playing guitar at the time, so 2004 or something like that.
Dang, dude. Yeah, because we got... Oh, yeah, it had to be 2003, 2004. No, I think it was like 2003, because remember we had that Christmas where we both got... guitars, and we mm-hmm. both got like weirdly the same Christmas presents, because I think we both got a PS2, not for that Christmas, but I think for our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
And then next up, we both got first act guitars. No joke, it was the most. It was like almost like our parents fucking coordinated it.
Yeah, it was weird.
And then we got two games. I mean, I think this is just more like, we probably got more gifts that were different, but we just kind of lining up some of the main ones. So we both got the guitars. We both got racing games. You had mm-hmm. Burnout and I had Need for Speed. And then
we got the Two Towers.
No. You got a different one.
Did I?
Yeah. I think I got Two Towers. Did you get Return? No, Return wasn't out yet.
Well, yeah, I was like, that would be the next year.
I think we both got... Are you sure? We both got something different, because I thought you could play as Gandalf.
Well, I think, yeah, because I think you could, like... Could you not play as Gandalf in Two Towers? Oh, well, no, because he died. He's dead.
Yeah, no, it was Legolas, Aragorn, mm-hmm. and Gimli. I don't remember, dude. It's been fucking long. Anyways, so Pantera. Okay, so he died years later. So you're thinking... What are you thinking? So you're thinking Pantera?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Tool was on Lollapalooza, and then there's no way Danzig was on main stage at Ozfest.
Yeah, so okay,
and then Tool, like, and then System of a Down and Korn just weren't big enough at the time.
What about Black Sabbath?
I don't think they were back together yet.
All right, dude, this is writing. A lot is writing on you right now to keep the podcast.
I think it was Pantera.
Okay, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're gonna go fact number three. B, Pantera was the band's was in the first main stage Aussie Fest lineup in 1996. 3, 2, 1, bam. It was Danzig.
Fuck, what?
Oh, no fucking
way. What? Fucking
no.
Danzig?
We both suck.
What? In 96?
Oh, God. Okay.
Like, so what?
All right, wait. To borrow an analogy from Dead Meat's James A. Janisse, which is a fantastic YouTube channel, Ozfest is like the Friday the 13th franchise, defined more by its sequels than the original, with the biggest bands being Ozzy himself and Slayer. The two-day, two-city metal festival in 96 was created because they wouldn't let Ozzy perform at Lollapalooza. Oh. By 97, it was a massive multi-city event with much bigger names like Black Sabbath, Pantera, and even controversial Marilyn Manson. Of the 97 Ozfest, Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler remarked, "The whole tour was like the Morbid tour. It was a funeral on wheels and every band was wearing black." Being equipped with more edge than a Moe Ninja store couldn't keep Ozzy from losing his voice halfway through the summer in Columbus, Ohio. Guitarist Tony Iommi remembers having to tell fans, "They wanted me to go and announce that Ozzy wasn't going to be there. I said, 'You've got no chance of that. There was no way I'm walking out there and saying we're not playing. Pantera were a particularly great bunch of guys, and they went out and jammed away. Ozzy's band as well, or jammed away. Ozzy's band as well, they were nice people." When they were told that they weren't going to be playing at the end of Ozzy, or at the end, and Ozzy wasn't going to be showing up, they just fucking wrecked the place.
Yeah.
We had to reschedule it. So, holy shit. They made it right and picked up the show at the end of the tour with just Black Sabbath and Ozzy for the Righteous Columbus fans. So they came back. Fuck.
Good for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a big lesson to be learned here.
Wow, dude.
You and I both are...
What? Like, the last good Danzig album was, like, 89.
Well, it doesn't sound like it was, like, big yet. Like, Ozzy...
Yeah, like, that's, doing... like, that's what I was like, what? Like, there's no way it was Danzig. Like, Danzig was never, like, huge.
Yeah. Well,
you know, he had a pretty good hit, and that was about it. Like, Danzig has never been a main stage act.
Well, it sounds like this was kind of like almost a throwaway show, like, and not.
Yeah.
I don't think there was an intention to make it bigger.
That's
and
just
it
wild.
Hit its stride. Yeah. Well, we both fucked up, dude. Just come.
I'll tell you what. I'll never get that question wrong again.
Ah, seriously.
That one's seared in my mind now.
Yep.
Now that I know, love Danzig.
The two things I know is in 1996, the first Ozfest had Danzig on the main stage, and that Super Mario Kart was the game that came out in 1996. I remember it all.
Clear. Remember it all.
Oh, shoot. Well, we fucked up. It's okay. We'll get it next time.
We got two more questions, guy.
I know. We have to strike back, dude. We've got two wrong. And these were our questions. That's the worst part.
Dude, yeah.
All right.
I really thought I sleuthed that one out.
You did, and you thought you slayed it, and you Danzigged when you should have zagged. Oh, wait, let me try that joke again, because this would have made you Danzagged when you should have zigged. There we go.
Well played.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let's go to fact number four. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, fact number four. What blockbuster movie starring Jeff Goldblum came out in 1996?
I'm gonna pre-funk it. Independence Day.
Really? So wait, when's The Fly come out? Is that the 80s?
Yeah.
God, he's been sexy for that long?
He's been that sexy for this long, dude.
How long, when was Jurassic Park?
94.
Dude, he just oozes sexuality through, like, the 80s and the 90s?
Yeah.
God, dude. I mean, he could pull off hot, and he was in The Fly. Like, that's a fucking... That's a straight-up body horror of fucking... Who was the guy?
David Cronenberg?
Cronenberg level. Like, that shit gets gross. And yet, the beginning, you're still like, it's Jeff Goldblum, I'm okay.
Right.
Okay, so you're saying Independence Day.
I'm throwing it out there, man. I'm calling a shot.
That's a good one. Bill Pullman's in that one.
Fuck yeah, Will Smith. Like, that was Will Smith's, like, big breakout.
That was.
Because then, like, he followed that up with Men in Black.
God, dude, really?
Yeah.
Talk about a 1-2 punch. Fuck, it's like, I know it's not, like, as, like, defining as Star Wars and Indiana Jones, but it's pretty fucking close, dude.
Oh, but, like, that is, like, that's what gave him carte blanche access to call it the Millennium.
Well, then he had Get Jiggy With It, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had Wild Wild West, which I stand by to this day.
Really?
I will fight. It is such a fun fucking movie.
Which part? The disability jokes or the racism?
Yes. Dude, Kevin Klein is in it, my God.
I'm aware Selma Hayek's in it.
Yeah, dude.
You get to see some Selma Hayek booty.
Yeah, well, it's fucking amazing. The whole thing.
I will say the giant... Hey, giant spider.
Oh, we brought it back around.
So.
Oh, shit. I did, like, memorize the entire fucking song, too. So I stand by that movie. So Millennium, yes. That's what happened. Okay, so for fact number four, you want to go... We're going Independence Day.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it.
Fucking let's roll, dude. It better not be wrong. Fuck it. We need this. Okay, we need this.
I'm so confident that, like, Pantera also did the soundtrack.
Fucking what's-his-face is flying into the fucking ship, and he's like, I'm home. It's like, fucking cemetery gates and shit. Fucking cowboys are from hell, like just ripping. All right.
Today is our Independence Day. Yeah.
It would kind of work. I think we can make it work. All right. We're going to go Independence Day for fact number 4. 3, 2, boom, bam.
It is Independence Day, Joe.
God, you did it. Yes.
Take that, Danzig, you piece of shit.
All right, it says here.
You look dumb.
From IMDb, Mental Floss, and GQ, alien movies were huge in the mid to late 90s with blockbuster hits like Independence Day, Mars Attacks, followed up in 97 with Men in Black and Event Horizon. Jeff Goldblum was a sexy, nerdy, science-y guy. Was such a comfortable role for him that he was even able to reuse a line from Jurassic Park. Must Ooh, go
already know it. Must go faster.
Yeah. Yes. Which reportedly pissed off Steven Spielberg.
Fuck yes.
Apparently about half of Goldblum's lines in that movie were unscripted because he's such an organic badass. The scene where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum are navigating a salvaged alien ship was almost entirely improvised.
Fuck. Uh-oh. No, uh-oh.
So good.
Dude, if like, that no, that movie's seared in my mind because I, when Men in Black came out, there were still these things called drive-ins.
Oh, right.
And so I saw a double feature of Independence Day and Men in Black at the drive-in when I was a kid.
What?
I remember it so clearly. Like, it might be the most banger double feature of all time.
That wait, what was the second movie? It was Independence Day and what?
It was Independence Day and Men in Black.
Really? How'd they pull that off?
Well, you could get, like, in drive-ins, you could get movies that were out of theaters.
Oh,
and because
that's right.
Men in Black was such a hit, it ran really late into the summer. And so they got Independence Day, probably for dirt cheap, because that was well out of the... That was probably already in the, you know, home video at that point.
Yeah.
So they did a both. Will Smith double feature.
Wow, that must
Like, that's how big Will Smith was. Two movies... Like, he does Bad Boys... And then Independence Day, and then Men in Black, superstar.
Damn.
Like, he was three movies in, and he was already just the biggest thing in the fucking world.
And then lined him up for Wild Wild West.
The classic Wild Wild West.
Oh, so good, dude.
I thought we would add some color to the proceedings.
I don't remember all the jokes he had, but it's just like, let me give you a standing applause.
Yeah. occasion like this, y'all want to raise on up.
Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Well, for those who don't know, the main bad guy is like in a wheelchair, so.
Yeah, it's very...
He's a bad guy, though, okay?
He's super Confederacy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and Buffalo Bill was in that movie, too.
You know what? He should have been the bad guy in Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Loveless?
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. And then, like
could you imagine Abraham Lincoln fighting a giant spider?
Just cutting one of the big metal legs off with his axe?
Yeah, he's got to cut the hydraulic fluid.
Oh, dude, that would have been actually cool.
That would have been way cooler than vampires.
He comes riding in on that fucking train they took.
Yeah.
And then the train crashes, and he has to, like, jump off the train to, like, cut one of the hydraulic things. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
It would have been dope.
Would have been dope. But, you know, hey, we still got both movies, so.
Somebody out there, make a trailer that's a mashup of those two films.
Wild Wild West versus Abraham
Lincoln. Yeah, Vampire Hunter. Fuck yes.
Loveless is a vampire, so now he, like, regrew his legs.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could bring some light to this occasion.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. It's almost too good.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just have a little a bite?
Why does that work so well?
He delivers every line like that, where he just takes like a 2-second pause before the last word.
I know. Who's the actor on that? I forget.
That's Kenneth Branagh.
I don't remember him in too much.
He's Professor Lockhart in Harry Potter.
Okay, now I remember him in a lot of stuff.
He's also the new Hercule Poirot, where he gets out-acted by his own mustache.
Yeah, it works, dude. If something's going to out-act you, might as well be your own body.
At least it's his face out-acting him.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. It's like every once in a while Jack Black gets out-acted by his own eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got a real Michael Keaton thing going on.
I know. Ah, shit. Well, we got it right, dude. You fucking nailed it. Good for you.
I called that one.
You did. You called it and you fucking took it. Ah, shit. All right. Here we go. This is fact number 5. Are you ready?
Independence Day.
100%. We did it. 5 for 5 podcast.
Nice.
I want to thank God. All right. So fact number 5. I took a BuzzFeed quiz about the original Scream movie from 1996 and got only 2 right. If you can beat my score, you get a point.
Okay. Oh, shit. All right.
Fucking.
Do we need the dead meat intro here?
He took it from, it's so funny. So he took it from, it was an open source soundtrack on YouTube. And you listen to it, I fucking can't not see it in my head. Like, it's just such, that song is so, like, and then the song that they use at the background as well, like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, all right, if you can correctly answer, oh, blah, 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 blah. It's, you know, standard bullshit. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Who was the only solo killer in the Scream movies? Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Roman. Do we get options or?
So there's, okay, so there's Roman, Mickey, Stu, and Mr. Loomis. I'm pretty sure it was Roman in Scream 3, the director. Because Miss Loomis.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Scream 3. Like,
Miss,
like,
Loomis had.
Because the second one has Timothy Olyphant and the mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Stu Mocker and whatever the fuck, the Billy Loomis, right? And then Miss Loomis,
yeah,
and the brother,
mm-hmm.
they were her son and whatever. And then Mickey, who's Mickey from? Mickey Rourke, right? That's what we're talking about.
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was Roman. I'm pretty sure Roman was in 3.
Yeah, I think Scream 3 is the one with the single killer.
Yeah,
I could not tell you the name of the killer, though.
I think it was, yeah, it was Roman something.
Right. Because, yeah, it was that's the one where they're making the stab films, right?
Yes.
Within the world.
Yeah. Yes. And then 4 has they got the Scream stuff, so that was 2 people. 5 was, oh, shit, was that when they finally came back? And then 6 is the recent one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 6 is, like, the whole family of killer, the cop dad, right?
Yeah,
Dermot Mulroney. And then 5 is Jack Quaid and his girlfriend.
Yeah. So, all right,
I can remember the actors' names, but I cannot remember their characters' names.
I know, right? It's tough. I'm gonna go Roman. That's what I'm gonna vote for, because I think he was the director one. I think he was the only killer,
right?
Solo act. So, yeah. What are you feeling?
I know it's from Scream 3. Okay. I can see all the other killers, like, as a pair.
Okay.
So I know it's Scream 3, but I can't think of the name.
Okay. Let's roll the dice on this one. So we're gonna say who is the only solar killer in the Scream movies, we're going to say Roman. 3, 2, 1, bam. It is Roman. Correct.
Nice.
Roman
from Scream 3. Like, the only Roman I know is from Fast and Furious.
So. Yep. No, that's a good character. Scream 3 ended up being the only solo character in the whole franchise so far. Ooh. All right, here we go. What is Sydney Prescott's mother's name? Melanie Prescott, Margaret Prescott, Maureen Prescott, or Mary Prescott?
Sorry, I was like, wait, you said it so fast. I was like, wow, you knew that?
Oh, no. I don't really
I didn't know you were giving me options.
Well, what would they say? Well, you know, she is no. They don't. What actress did they compare her to? Remember in the first one?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I can't either.
That's right, because she goes in Scream 2, she goes to acting school because her mom was an actor, right?
Mm-hmm. She was like a starlet. She tried to.
Yeah.
And then met her dad, and blah, 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 and then they killed her.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sharon Stone. There we
fucking
go. Because they're like, she is no Sharon Stone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some bullshit like that. Anyways, so I don't remember her name. Melanie.
What were the options again?
So it's Melanie, Margaret, Maureen, or Mary.
Fuck.
I want to say. Let's say Maureen.
I think. Yeah. I think it is an old lady name.
Yeah, like Maureen Prescott.
That sounds right.
Fuck
honestly.
Fuck it. Let's go live. Fuck it. Do it live.
Let's do it.
All right, then for what is Sydney Prescott's mother's name? We're going to say Maureen Prescott. 3, 2, 1, bam! It is Maureen Prescott.
Fuck. Yes.
So Maureen Prescott appeared in the first Scream when the killing started on the anniversary of her death. Awesome. We did it. Okay, so what is...
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. We just need to get one more, and then we take the point. What is the name of the town Scream takes place in? It's Woodsboro.
Yeah, right?
So there's Haddonfield, Woodsboro... Mm-hmm. Derry and Springwood. I can tell you it's not Derry, because that is it.
Yeah, Woodsboro. That sounds right.
I think it's Woodsboro.
Yeah.
Fucking, I think it's easy. All right, so let's go to Woodsboro, the town that Scream takes place in. 3, 2, 1, bam. It is Woodsboro.
Fucking crushed it, guys.
Scream franchise is based in a fictional Woodsboro, California. Filming took place in multiple locations. Yes, it did. All right, here's the, I think... One of the last ones or the last one. Who killed Maureen Prescott? Cotton Weary, Miss Loomis, Billy and Stu, or Roman Bridger? It's Cotton Weary. Duh.
Yeah. Obviously.
For those who don't know, Cotton Weary is the guy that took the blame. But see, I thought they retconned it, didn't they? I thought they retconned it. So Billy and Stu were the ones in the first movie. Billy Loomis and Stu Mocker were supposedly the killers, but I thought they retconned it in a weird way.
Yeah, no, I remember Liev Schreiber is the guy that got blamed for it.
Yeah, who's Cotton Weary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's funny. Yeah, see, you fucking Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, I genuinely was like, I know the actor's name.
Let's go Billy and Stu. I thought they retconned it, but
yeah. It doesn't matter. We got the point, right?
Yeah, because, well, Miss Loomis is Stu, or Billy Loomis is... mother, and then she tried to kill, so it's either
she didn't kill them, like, because the mom was having an affair, right?
Yeah, so she was having an affair with Roman's dad, and then that split up their home, and that's why he wanted to kill Sydney. Billy and Stu got mad,
and then Miss Loomis got mad because of her son,
right? So let's go Billy and Stu. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's Billy and Stu.
All right, so we're gonna say Billy and Stu. 3, 2, 1, bam. Oh, it is Billy and Stu. Okay, so they made a retcon. Billy and Stu framed Cotton Weary for Maureen's murder and then later confessed to the killings in the first Scream movie. Shablam. All right, last one.
But wait, there's more.
I'll be right back. Fucking good shit. I gotta do one more. You threw the phone at me, you dick.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little woozy here.
Okay, so here is the last one. What is Sydney's roommate's name in Scream 2? Is it Hallie McDaniel, CeCe Cooper, Maureen Evans, or Mickey Altieri?
CeCe Cooper.
I'm going to say CeCe Cooper. I don't know for sure at all, actually. That's just a wild guess.
We got a one. We have a 25% chance of getting this.
Yeah.
All right. Then we're gonna go CC Cooper for Sydney's roommate's name in Scream 2. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's Hallie McDaniel.
Really? Man. CC Cooper just sounded like such a movie name.
It did. So, oh, we got one more question. In which Scream movie does Dewey propose to Gale? Is it Scream in 96, Scream 2, Scream 3, or Scream 4? It's Scream 3.
It's the Bangs one, right? Scream 3.
Yeah, well, because, so, yeah, so Scream they meet, Scream 2, I think it's just Dewey? I don't know if Gale's in Scream 2, is she?
Yeah, I don't think she, I don't remember Gale in that film.
But Scream
3. And then 3, she has the terrible bangs.
Yeah, and they bring her in, or she comes in because she's trying to write a book, and then Dewey's a consultant on Stab. So I think it's Scream 3. I don't remember much about Scream 4, though, to be completely frank. So, all right, then we're going to go Scream 3, and which Scream movie does Dewey propose to Gale in? 3, 2, 1, bam, it is Scream 3.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit, we got another question. As of 2023, how many ghost faces have there been? Fuck! 12.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, almost 2 per movie? Well, and then Scream 7, there's... Or Scream 6, there's, like, fucking 4.
Yeah.
Because there's the friend in the beginning, the guy in the beginning, and then there's the 3 fucking kids, the guy and the 2 kids. I'm gonna say fucking 12, bro. I think 12 is fucking...
Let's see. So, yeah,
that's a low number.
And then 5. Because I think there's 7.
There's been 2,
8, and then, yeah, I think 12. I think 12 works out.
Okay, so let's go 12 for 2023. How many ghost faces have there been? 3, 2, 1. Bam! It is 12.
Holy shit!
In order, the killers in the Scream movies are follows: Billy and Stu, Mickey and Miss Loomis, Roman, Charlie and Jill, Amber and Richie, and Wayne, Quinn, and Ethan, 12. All right, and then where does Scream 6 take place? Is it California?
New York.
North Carolina? Yeah, New York, I think, right? Washington, yep. And New York? It's New York, right?
Yeah, it's in New York. It's like, all right. Ghostface Takes Manhattan.
All right, let's see. 3, 2, 1. Bam, it is New York. Sam and Tara flee to New York after killings and Scream to start a new life. They soon realize Ghostface is more than a location. All right, and here's another one. What is the name of Gale's cameraman in the first Scream?
Oh, fucking
it's Joel.
It's
Joel, yeah, the cameraman.
You fat fuck, Russ.
You're so mean to him. I think it's Joel, the cameraman, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't. Or is it? It's not, well, Reggie.
There's Dewey. Riley, Kenny Brown, Charlie Walker, or Joel
Kenny.
Martin.
It's Kenny.
You think it's Kenny?
Yeah. Fucking move your fat ass, Kenny.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
I'm pretty sure it's Kenny.
All right, we'll go Kenny for what is the name of Gale's cameraman in the first Scream. 3, 2, 1, bam. It is Kenny. Good job, dude. Yeah. I got it wrong.
I was like, I had to hear her voice screaming it.
Kenny was Gale's cameraman when she was on the local news. He was killed by Ghostface thrown on top of the van. Yep. And finally, what is the name of Sydney's book in Scream 4?
Oh, fuck.
So is it The Woodsboro Murders, Wrongly Accused, The Maureen Prescott Murder, Out of Darkness, or Leaving Woodsboro?
I think, who is it?
I don't know, to be honest.
I think it's Out of Darkness, because that's a nod to... Apocalypse Now.
Okay, let's do it. We're going to go Out of Darkness. 3, 2, 1. It is Out of Darkness, you crazy some bitch.
Yeah.
So we did it. We got 9 out of 10.
Look at that.
So we scored higher than 75% of all other quiz takers. So total final girl. Congrats, you were a well-seasoned Scream fan. You know lots of details, so you've probably watched them several times. See, good can come out of binge watching. In reality, I just watch a lot of dead meat.
Oh yeah, I've seen a lot of dead meat. But also, I remember seeing the first one, and then I kind of got back into Scream with 5.
Oh right.
And so, yeah. I've gone back recently and rewatched
them all again.
Yeah.
Yep. Dude, we did it. Okay. So we got 3 out of 5 for the year we lived through, I still don't even think this is our best year. I think some of our best year, or some best times have been the 1800s.
Right.
We didn't live through those. So, all right. You ready for an optional bonus, though?
We Holy shit, there's another... Oh, right, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah!
I thought, right. I mean, I thought the scream fucking thing was the bonus. Nope.
Optional bonus. How much would a Motorola StarTAC flip phone cost you in 1996? In 1996 dollars.
Oh, my God.
Is it $100, $500, $1,000, or $5,000? I'm going to say $596 money. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm feeling out right now. $500.
Yeah, because, like, you know, yeah, like an N64 was pretty expensive in the time. So.
Yeah, I think it was like $300.
Yeah, it was like $200-$300. And so
that's what I'm feeling. All right. You feeling that way too? Is it B?
So, yeah, man. Like, no one, like, a lot of people had fucking N64s. Not a lot of people had Motorolas.
Right. All right. Then we're going to go B, $500 for the price of the Motorola StarTAC flip phone in 1996 dollars. 3, 2, 1. Bam. Oh, it's C, $1,000.
Okay. Marketed
as the first wearable cell phone. All you need is a hip holster sold separately. This technological marvel had a single line, 1.75-inch non-color display screen, no camera, and could store up to 100 phone numbers for your convenience. You couldn't yet send text messages, but you could receive them from where? I'm not sure. Dude, yeah. I remember those, though. So my first phone was like a... bare bones, like, single display thing. You could see what number's calling you.
Mm.
So, we did it.
Nice.
We fucking did it, dude. It's okay. 3 out of 5 ain't
back.
Bad.
We came back with a vengeance, guy.
We fucking came back, got a 3 out of 5 in the year we were born, year of our Lord, 1996. We did it.
Right?
Oh, shit. Well, you wanna close this one out?
And there you had it. That was this week's Allegedly podcast, where much like Madam Web, we looked back in time and predicted the future or something like that. I think we just kind of answered some questions. But if you want to spindle your way into the Allegedly family, go ahead and follow us on the socials, mostly the TikToks, at Allegedly. Email us at allegedly.podcast@gmail.com. Like, follow us wherever you find your podcasts, and we will be here every Monday, unless we're not. And until next time,
will Dan zig you around? No, we'll Oz see you around.
Ooh,
there we go.
Nice.
We'll 1996 you later.
Ooh. Let's see. I'll the only one I came up with is I'll see me Prescott you around.
Whoa! I oh,
so
wait.
Dumb.
Last podcast we did was 1896. It's 100 years later. So we've come a little bit farther than wife auctions.
So next time, we'll be coming from you the year 2096.
2096. Woo! Where everybody's wearing Apple Vision. Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to close this one out.